Blog Talk Radio. Peace and love. How's everybody doing out there? Let me get my volume right. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. I have missed everyone. I have not been on the air in about a month, I think. And my goodness gracious, I haven't taken this long a break in years. In any event, I am so happy to be back. I hope everybody within the sound of my voice is doing well, vibrating high, and making the necessary preparations and transformations, as we move into this fall season. You know, fall is fierce, honey. Give me a minute. Let me pop up the phone correctly so I can just speak freely. Let me see. Oh, but how y'all been? How's everybody doing? I'm like, wow, it has been a minute. Oh, I'm happy to be back, though. I hope everybody got the rest of their summer out well and enjoyed the rest of summertime, all the way through Labor Day and all that kind of stuff, y'all. All right. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about, don't we? Don't we? Happy birthday to all the Libras out there. Happy birthday to Sister Dawn. Happy birthday to Brother Chumba. Happy birthday, heavenly birthday to my dad. His birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to all the Libras in the house. Happy birthday, including my stepson. Happy birthday, everybody. So, you know, as we move into darkness, with the seasons changing and everything, I know we haven't had daylight savings yet, but it's coming. And I think it's interesting, you know, as we continue to take these cycles around the sun and experience these different weather changes and all kind of stuff, I want to send an extra vibration of peace and love and positivity to the people in Florida who got rocked out, the people in Cuba who got rocked out, the people who are still recovering in Puerto Rico, and other islands, Dominican Republic, Haiti. I know the Caribbean has been rocking lately, and Hurricane Ian definitely did his thing here on the East Coast and the South United States and Florida particularly. Oof, I'm like, wow. But, you know, nature is fierce. Like, don't play with nature. Don't act like you know nature. Don't act like, you know, you can ride these things out and stuff. It can be very catastrophic, and we're seeing that now, you know. So, you know, prayers and positive energy to all those people who are dealing with struggle down there. You know, prayerfully things will improve for them quickly, or they'll decide to move. Hello. You know, my grandfather was a longshoreman, and he always just talk about not living too close to the ocean. He's like, you can't live too close to the ocean. The ocean will come back to reclaim her land. You cannot live close to the ocean. You can visit. You can go hang out. You can have a vacation. He was like, but do not live on the ocean. You will have problems. And we never forgot that. All right, so let's try to get into some latest current events and things since my last broadcast, okay? You know, every time I look at the news, I'm like, really? Like, more and more, I'm like, for real, are we serious? But, yeah, okay. In any event, as we all know, a few weeks ago, Queen Elizabeth II passed, you know? I was like, oh, my, the Queen is dead. I said, oh, my goodness gracious, the Queen is dead. You know, so much was going on. Everyone was, she was on television, I think, more than when she was alive, for God's sake. You know, I know it was quite a tizzy there with everyone running amok and everything, saying, oh, the Queen is dead, oh, the Queen is dead. But, you know, not for nothing, she wasn't a saint. I'm not trying to speak ill of the dead, but I'll speak fact on the dead. She was no saint. You know, don't forget we're talking about a monarchy forged on lies and murder and deceit and all kind of stuff, slavery, all kinds of things were all mixed up in there. So, you know, don't get too excited. And I remember when I saw pictures of her, maybe when she was like in her 60s, but she had her feet on these little Asian children, like they were coffee tables or footrests. And I'll never forget that image, you know. And just, you know, shall we say colonialism? Shall we say that? Can we say that word? Can we say colonialism? You know, claiming ownership over entire countries, you know, in Africa and, you know, other areas with largely populated dark-skinned brothers and sisters all around the world. You know, we're talking about the Caribbean, the Pacific Islands, you know, Australia, hello, hi. So many things that have been horrendous and scandalous with regard to the British Crown and that whole family and house, if you will. You know, so I didn't cry. I didn't shed a tear. I wasn't sad. I wasn't verklempt. Nothing came over me when they said that the queen was dead. I was like, okay, good, moving forward. And I'm not trying to be facetious or negative or nasty. I'm just saying, okay, moving on. Because we act like these people are saints. We act like these people did so many wonderful and fantastic things for those of us who were here first, shall I say. And as we very well know, you know, the British Crown has had its foot on the heel of quote-unquote black folk for centuries. So I'm not going to be all, oh my goodness, oh, what was me, the queen is dead, oh goodness gracious, the queen, she's gone, oh my God. No, sorry. Peace, Sister Dawn. I see you, 862-766. I hope you're wonderful. But yeah, like, you know, let's let that go. And let's not forget, before we do go, haha, don't forget about, like, the recent scandals with Prince Andrew and his old behind with that woman, Virginia Roberts Giuffre, who at the time she was a teenager when she was solicited to have sex with him at Jeffrey Epstein's mansion and other places. There's even there's two photographs of the two of them. You know, one, he's got his arm around her and what have you, and the other one, I believe, he's actually coming in to the mansion in Manhattan, Jeffrey Epstein's mansion. So, you know, come on now. He was having sex with a 15-year-old child, you know. So his punishment by the queen, by the way, before she passed away, she stripped him of all of his military titles and royal patronages. That happened earlier this year in January. So, you know, he didn't really have nothing left anyway. You know, then we have Prince Charles, you know, soon to be King Charles now, who, you know, back in the day had that ridiculous continuous affair with Camilla Parker Bowles, who I believe is now his wife. But back then it was such a scandal because it was an all-out, all-known affair, even though he was marrying this virgin in Princess Diana. And so he was having his cake and eating it too, okay? And that just all fell apart, of course, when they became the first royal couples to get a divorce, I believe. And, you know, she was scandalized and all kind of things happened and blah, 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 blah. And then come her, you know, car accident / murder. Yeah, don't let that go. All that is smushed up in there. You know what I mean? I'm not even really going to go into, like, the Harry and Meghan stuff, you know, and how horribly they treated Meghan and that, you know, Prince William and Kate are actually in line, next in line for the throne after Charles. And did you know that Kate was William's fifth cousin? Like, fifth cousin. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot. So I don't have many sweet words for the monarchy or for Elizabeth II. You know, and it's interesting because they called her Lizzie for a reason, you know, saying that they had direct bloodline to the reptilians, which I could see. And there were even stories about her not being able to control the beast within and that her teeth and eyes could shapeshift. I'm not saying it ain't possible, okay? Anyway, moving forward. Adam Fox and Jerry Croft were convicted several weeks ago for attempting to kidnap and or kill Governor Kristi Whitmer of Illinois. They had been plotting to kidnap her, take her to Wisconsin, and execute her. I'm like, work. And they found them. So I would say, yeah, they can find you when they really want to, okay? I don't know about all this, you know, man on the loose and they can't find nobody. My husband always talks about they can find anybody. I'm like, yeah, they can find anybody they want to find. So at least they found them. They're going to jail. And I know y'all heard that Ivana Trump died, Donald Trump's ex-wife. That was about a month ago. Her funeral was very ominous, very weird. It was a weird funeral. You know, it was part for all this, not just that the children didn't seem to cry or have any emotion at the funeral. Nobody really spoke or anything. It was very, very weird. But the wild part is that, get this, her body is buried, I believe, at Mar-a-Lago, either at Mar-a-Lago or Bedminster. I may have to look that up real quick while I'm trying to talk to you. Like, for real, I was like, excuse me, I need help. All of a sudden, Donald Trump is concerned about Ivana? Really? Really? So they say that she fell down the steps in her mansion in New York City. I find that hard to believe. She was pretty spry. She wasn't sickly or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, you wind up falling down the steps. Now, you know, the possibility of Donald paying Consuela or Margarita or whoever to, and forgive me, I'm not trying to be racist, to push Mama down the steps, you know, for a green card, who knows? I'm just saying, it could happen. I just find it wild that she's actually buried on his property. And, you know, they do say that if, oh, she's buried in Bedminster, okay, at the New Jersey Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster. And I'm just like, word? Like, it's a lot. You know, it's too much for me. Now, you know he's not going to have to pay her alimony anymore. We already know that. So maybe he was speeding that up, because Lord knows he's trying to get money from every crevice he can find it, because he's desperate. You know, he needs to let the bone go. That dog needs to let that bone go and let it ride. Lord, please. Maybe if he'll let the bone go, the rest of the crazy people who want to march in step with him will also let go of the damn bone. Y'all hanging on now after 2 years. I'm like, this is a lot right now. It's October. We're getting ready to go into 2023, and these people still want to talk about he's their president. Okay. Biden's first term going to be up in a minute. Y'all still going to be saying that was your president? Like, it's too much. He needs to go. It needs to stop. Drop the bone. Period. You know, but again, what's bugging me out is that you've got your ex-wife buried at your golf course. If you bury a few more people there, you probably become tax exempt, because I believe cemeteries or places where people are buried don't pay taxes. Something to that effect. Please believe me when I say there is a whole scheme going into this. He's thought this through with the minions, and they have figured out some crafty way to make something happen. Real talk. So I was like, oh, you know, to me, that's just, okay. I don't put a daggone thing past him. Excuse me. Like, he's a cretin. He's a real cretin. He's a cretin with a real bad hairstyle. So, you know, a lot going on. My next story, I don't mean to be offensive to anyone who is a member of the LGBTQIA community. But I was watching Jimmy Fallon, his late night show. This is about a month ago, maybe more at this point. because I know we were not home. In any event, I'm watching Jimmy Fallon, and I see a man with a beard, extra long, bright fingernails, dressed in a crop top that says saucy, and some short shorts, performing on the show. He was twerking and literally popping his ass. He had background dancers that were slapping his big behind. I was just, all I could say was WTF. I was like, forgive me, but I'm really not there yet. I'm sorry. You know, again, I was in the club. We hung out, you know, but, and we had friends that were in the LGBTQIA community. But it was just a little bit different. And it was underground. I guess, to me, in some ways, it was underground for a reason. But it's above ground and everywhere. And I don't know. It didn't go down well. You know, I wasn't watching it like, oh, wow, this is entertainment. This is funny. Hoo, hoo, ha, ha. No, I'm looking at a black man who has a beard, but with the neon fingernails and the crop top. The crop top said saucy. Real talk. I ain't playing. It said saucy. I was like, there's so many things running through my mind when I was watching it. It took over for a minute. Obviously, if I'm talking about it right now, because it lasted this long. But I'm telling you, it took me somewhere I didn't want to go. And I haven't watched Jimmy Fallon since. But it was deep to me. It was very interesting. Because it wasn't as if, again, sorry, but we weren't looking at a white man with a beard, with a crop top that says saucy, twerking and popping his behind, getting his behind slapped by other men. Haven't seen that quite yet. Just saying, between Marilyn Manson and Boy George and the Culture Club, like, we didn't really experience a lot of that. And for this to be on, like, nighttime prime time, and I was like, ooh, okay. I mean, it was late night, you know, but kids were up because school hadn't started yet in certain places, and I know somebody caught it. I was like, ooh, it was a lot. You know, and we're experiencing a lot of manipulation of the frequencies. Frequencies are being manipulated. A lot of really interesting things are happening. And I'm going to go into a bit of what I was covering a few months ago, actually. You know, I talk to people sometimes and they don't even know what the CERN Institute is. I've covered this a few times, but I'm going into it again because they had some interesting events happen, I believe, in June of this year that happened before as well. But at CERN, they have what is called their Large Hadron Particle Collider, okay? CERN borders Switzerland and France, okay? They were established June 16th, 2016. So you got your 666 right in front of you. They're doing way more than most people really understand. And I've covered some stuff on CERN before, but I'm like, there was a photographer who took pictures of the sky, CERN and the sky over CERN, when they were doing some of their particle acceleration experiments. And the thing that's so concerning about this is because they're taking particles, which are very, very small, things, if you will, and crashing them into each other to replicate and or recreate the Big Bang, you know, like the beginning of our universe. And so as they've been doing this, they're actually opening portals to other lower dimensions. Now they're trying to get to the fifth dimension. But they already opened up the second and the first, and some very interesting energetic entities came through. At one point when it happened back in like 2018 or so, there was a general that was present, and he was tripping out over what he was seeing because he could see, like, energetic forces that looked like demons or ghosts or whatever coming through this portal. So now the photographer who took these pictures has images of, like, very frightening-looking faces and just wild cloud and smoke activity, okay? I mean, wild, like Ghostbusters-ish, seriously. And so we have to be very, very careful. Stephen Hawking was against CERN and was against this whole particle collider thing. He was like, you do not need to recreate the Big Bang. You know, let it be what it was, and be mindful that you can do things that can alter the universe. So there's other scientists that are also on his side that are like, nah, we shouldn't be doing this. You need to leave that alone, blah, blah, blah. So, they ran it for 2 years. Many interesting things happened in that time. They run it for 2 years and they stop. Then they run it for another 2 years. And they literally, it takes, I think, 2 years for them to make repairs on the whole thing because it's a 17-mile radius. This thing goes underground in a circle, 17 miles, okay? And it's deep underground. During that time frame, they discovered interesting things. They actually discovered the Higgs boson, which is known as the God particle of vibrational energy. You know, they discovered that, and of course they discovered opening portals to lower dimensions, and which is really freaking people out. You know, I remember when I was Muslim, and they would often speak about the jinns, and that the jinns are like lower energies and spirits that hang on trees and other places outside when you go outside. They may not be in your home, but when you leave and go into the world, the jinns are hanging on the trees and signs and different things like that, looking for an entity to jump into or to try to have their way with, you know, one of us. And so keeping our energy high and, you know, keeping our thought processes positive and eating well and getting enough rest and all these types of things would keep the jinns away from you. So what's deep is that this particular time of year we're in right now is when they kind of come out the most. And this is where Halloween comes in, that whole All Hallows Eve situation with the rising of the dead and the dead walking the earth until Sunday, the following Sunday, which is All Saints Day. We have to realize that all things happen for a reason. And Halloween is not just some happy-go-lucky, get-candy type of holiday at all. There are actual sacrifices that will take place. People will die. Virgins will die. Newborn babies will die. Not trying to sound nasty or anything, but that it is a satanic holiday, and those are some of the things that they do. I believe a virgin will be sacrificed. But we have a hard time actually believing that there are very nefarious people who are dealing with wicked and evil ways and wicked and evil things. Excuse me, and when I covered this before and let people know that the statue outside of CERN is Shiva, the destroyer. the logo for CERN is 666. The design, if you look up the logo for CERN, C-E-R-N, all capital letters, you will see that the logo is three sixes on top of each other spread out in a design, but it's still three sixes. I believe it's shut down now for repairs, and they're going to have a third run, because this will be the third run, in 2028. And at that point, it's going to be super souped up, and it'll be called the High Luminosity Large Hadron Collider. High Luminosity Large Hadron Collider. Okay? And again, I'm going to continue to reiterate, the problem is that a lot of people do not know what will happen. The people there barely know what will happen, but they're willing to take the chances, obviously, opening up portals to lower dimensions. And like I said, they're trying to gain access. They're trying to gain access right now with the data that they've received to the fifth dimension. There's so many things that are wrong with this. It's very difficult for me to just put one finger on one thing, but there are so many things that are wrong with this. And when you start messing with different dimensions, and you start opening up portals of energy and or gateways to other dimensions, you will have some problems. Okay? There are a lot of real panicky scientists right now. Seriously. There are growing concerns for more portals being opened up and even creating black holes that start underground in Earth and then swallow the planet up from inside. They are carrying on so badly. So, again, I'm going to reiterate the importance of maintaining a high vibration. And I've been covering this for a while, but I really want us to get more into raising our vibration. There are some that will say, I don't know how to do that, I don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 blah. Those are the people who I really try to encourage to figure it out. But you can raise your vibration just by being loving, just by being kind, having a happy thought for someone, or even for yourself. But not allowing yourself to be bombarded or carried away with negative things. And that's why this time of year is important, because people get all into horror movies and horror this and horror that and haunted houses and all this kind of stuff, and also environments where if a demon is there and it's blending in with whatever other creations and people in costumes and mannequins and stuff like that, you don't know the difference. So don't find you behind going up into a haunted house for fun and coming home with a demon. That ain't fun. Be careful. There are a lot of interesting things going on, and if you do not raise yourself up, you can get swept up. And I know, you know, we can entertain ourselves with different things. That word has always been so interesting to me. Like, I always talk about how dead the English language is. It's such a dead language. You know what I'm saying? Entertain. Taint also means, like, taint, as in to do something wrong to or to remove the purity of something. So whenever we say we're entertaining, it's like we're inviting the opportunity to lose luster. We're inviting the opportunity to lower our vibration, if you will. It's so interesting. And I know these are words we use, you know, commonly, but it's interesting. Anyway, when we do such a thing, quote unquote, entertain ourselves, and everything is dark and everything is violent, or everything is like really far-fetched and kind of hideous, be careful. Because some people think it's just a movie. And it could be way more than just a movie. You know, and it's easy to get tricked. Maybe that's why they have to say trick or treat. Like, it's easy to get tricked. And wickedness makes itself look very attractive. It makes itself look like it's the thing to do. It makes itself look like it's the way to be. Oh, we're so powerful because we do this, this, and this. No. You force yourself to experience being powerless when you do wickedness. But yet and still, it's dressed up and it's got a pretty bow on it and it looks like this is what's popping. So be careful. Please be careful. You know, remember that the universe's language is mathematics. Okay, which is why vibrations have numbers. Low vibrations, 20 to 30, is a low vibration that assimilates itself with guilt, shame, and sadness. 100 is fear. 150 is anger. But courage is 200. Willingness is 310. 400 is reason. 500 is love. Peace is 600. And 700 plus is enlightenment. So use the control necessary to have over your vibration. And your vibration is your vibe. People can always feel a funky vibe. Loving, happy, pleasant vibe can take over the whole room. So spread that. Spread that love. It's really interesting because there are a lot of misconceptions, excuse me, as to what is what and who and what we are and where we come from, where we're going. You know, but just if you can maintain a positive vibe, honey, that's half the battle. Seriously. Again, what you take in to yourself, / entertain, okay? What you take into yourself and what you participate in lends itself to your vibration and your outlook and what you see things as and what your reality is shaped as. Because you're shaping your own reality and co-creating your own reality all day, every day, period. So all these things lend themselves to your vibe and to how you really think and feel about the world. And you can be an angry son of a bitch, or you can be a happy, loving, abundant, prosperous, healthy person. It's always up to us. I'm always stressing the importance of this. Too many of us get lost, okay, too many times for far too long by negative energy. All right, and these energies are of lower vibration. Whether it's a memory, or it's a new thought, or it's a recurring thought, or even if it's a bad dream, sometimes people just get really caught up. And I'm like, okay, but during the state that you have consciousness and that you're aware, that is when you need to put out as much positive energy as possible. And I don't mean to sound facetious when I say you got to fake it till you make it. But you do. Like, that's what a mantra is about. If you sit in silence and in a peaceful place, whether you're on a mountaintop, whether you're in a car, whether you're sitting in the bed, wherever you are, and you say to yourself over and over again, I am worthy, I am love, I am abundant, I give thanks, I am worthy. I am abundant. I am loved. I give thanks. I am worthy. I am abundant. I am loved. I give thanks. I am worthy. I am abundant. I am loved. I give thanks. If you say that over and over again for at least 15 minutes, three times a day, for at least 30 days, and I'm so serious. I'm not joking. Your reality around you is going to change. The atoms will create a different reality for you. Realize, like, when you have a desire, something in you that you desire, if it is for your good and it goes with what you're doing and how you're trying to enlighten yourself and grow as an entity and things of this nature, it will happen for you. Whether it's a job opportunity or the opportunity for you to do something artistic or move or whatever. The possibilities are infinite. You know? And I know I was saying that, you know, it has been a while since I've been on the air, and it really has. And a lot has happened in my life since the last broadcast. You know, a lot of different things have happened. But interestingly enough, when I had a bad cold. And so when when I get very still, like I said in my post, when I get still, whether I'm awake or asleep, I receive information like a mainframe attached to the World Wide Web and spirit realm, seriously. And so things will come to me into my consciousness, and I will then observe them, analyze it, and then utilize it to the best of my ability or to share with somebody else. And I'm very, very grateful. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my husband, our family. You know, I wrote this in my post. I'm grateful for our beautiful friends. You know, I am grateful to Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, our planet. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to the galaxy and the entire universe for what it is and for what is to come. You know, I wrote this. I mean this. I am thrilled with the beautiful, infinitely wonderful possibilities of our future. So I give thanks. I am looking forward to joy. I am looking forward to bliss and peace and love and happiness. Indeed, I am. And I know that I also need to resonate and vibrate with those energies in order for me to maintain and manifest those energies. There's a lot going on this planet right now, and we have got to become more in tune with our own divine selves and with each other. There's a lot of stuff that we can really cut out and stop. I myself am in the process of diminishing the amount of meat and or flesh that I intake. So far, so good. I've done this before in the past, so it's not like I can't do it again. But in all seriousness, we have to evolve spiritually. And I am not here to say, oh, we're all supposed to be the same. That is hilarious. No, we are not. But we are supposed to grow. We are supposed to mature. We are supposed to become more enlightened. And that's why sometimes I get an attitude, with religion and different things that I see happening in the world, because I realize that so much of it doesn't have a thing to do with improving us individually or on a whole, but seriously. We have more obstacles in our way, and those things are deliberate so that we will stay lost. It's really interesting. You know, it's deep to me. You know, even our purpose and or reason for being and what is God, all these things are so misguided and so misconstrued. You know, it makes it difficult for anyone to really find their way. But yet we do make our own way. And we try to figure it out. You know, religion, unfortunately, has helped to stagnate a lot of humans. You know, instead of enlightening them, you know, it limits them. And it keeps a lot of us from moving on. And I know a lot of that was with the last age, which was a Piscean age. And it dealt with separation and being undivided and disunification and all that. It dealt with all that. So it did that. It produced that. You know, it's deep. You know, I think about my mom. My amazing, dearly departed mother, she was very religious while my sister and I were growing up when we were younger. You know, all through grade school to a certain extent, until I turned 10. You know, she had a horrible medical emergency, and she actually died for around a minute and a half. And, you know, she shared with me a lot of what she saw, and I remember her talking about, like, negative energy. And not wanting to experience that again. But, you know, she told me about being outside of her body and moving through time. And I will never, ever forget that moment in time. I won't ever forget that. She did speak of cataclysm, but told me that if I continue to be a good person and not to harm others and accept in self-defense, you know, and to be loving, that I could be spared. Like, I could see it all around me, but it would never touch me. You know? And after this most profound spiritual experience / experience, you know, she was religious, but it became more spiritual. She stayed connected to the church, but she wanted to encourage people that we were all divine spirits and that we were all loved by the creator's creator, which some people just call God. You know, she didn't call it that, but she just used, you know, creator, you know. She became even more spiritual, though, after my personal education in world religions and, you know, then my own lesson in the actual origins of creation, ancient African spirituality, Black Native American history, of course, all of this from Canada to South America and in Africa as well, metaphysics and quantum physics and different things in my own life, you know, different events that were very profound and enlightening for me. And so I've received a lot of confirmation spiritually about what's really happening here. And, you know, we all have our journey. We're all here as these individuated extensions of the creator's creator of the universe. And although, yes, it experiences things through us, we, with each lifetime that we have, or with each lifetime that we go through, we are seeking our way back to that level of perfection. We incarnate in order to get back to that. And so when I say getting back to that, I mean to the profoundly unconditional love and light of the universe. Now, I'm going to break it down. One of the questions that I ask some people, and I even asked my mother this question, was that if you are worshiping Jesus, if you're worshiping Jesus or any other god, Allah, Krishna, if you Buddha, whoever, if you are worshiping another quote unquote deity that's an entity day in and day out, but especially with regard to Jesus, how then will you ever become a Christ? In the teachings of Yahshua, a.k.a. Jesus, the Christ, he is constantly trying to raise the disciples up into their God self. He's trying to show them through miracles, through speech, through prayer, through meditation, through everything, that they are the God that they are really looking for. That they and him and the creator of the entire universe are all one. The reason why he could, quote unquote, perform miracles is because he knew, he had a knowing, or a gnosis, as they say in Greece, which then becomes knowing knowledge. But he knew certain things that they were completely ignorant to, and probably that most people of the time were relatively ignorant to. Excuse me. You know, at the time, you do have Judaism. And there are many, many, many who say that he was a, a teacher, and he was a carpenter, and he was a lover, that he was a husband, that he was a best friend. He and John the Baptist were cousins. There was a lot to his life. But it all just gets mixed up. It all just gets smothered. And so when I did ask my mother, she was oddly quiet for a moment, you know, but she responded by saying that she never really thought of it that way. And she totally got what I was saying. And I even spoke to her about how the religion of Christianity actually came into being. Not Gnosis, but Christianity, by way of the Roman Catholic Church after the quote-unquote fall of Judaism in the early years of history, around 60 AD, possibly up in that time frame is when things really, really made a left turn, and then Jesus is no longer a black man anymore, and all kind of stuff is just going wrong. It's just going wrong. But, you know, if you do ever get the opportunity to learn how Christianity really came to be, you know, and again, like I said, not the story of Yeshua, the brother that gave folks, you know, truth, you know, the truth that was actually smothered by the church, and still is in most cases. You know, do not forget, the word Messiah means the messenger. Messiah is messenger. Okay? And his mission was to spread the message of enlightenment so that individuals could also become a Christ someday. Okay? And so, as we can clearly see, that's not what happened. It didn't happen that way. okay? I'm not going to tell the whole story right now, but realize that in many instances, the church and other religious followings take God and the power of God out of you instead of helping you to regenerate, evolve, and become more enlightened to become it. I hope you all are following where I'm coming from. Okay, so the individual who was sent here, as we are all sent here with missions and messages to give, this particular individual came to share such good news, quote-unquote, the gospel, and then only for the actual institution to turn upon its head and take you even farther away from what he was originally trying to teach humankind. Isn't that deep? You know, like I said, the church takes God out of you, you know, preventing you from becoming close in character to the very man that they say they base their entire faith upon. That's heavy. You know, but it is true. It is factual. I always tell people, please do your own research, you know, buy books, you know, watch amazing lectures from our most noble scholars, those who are still here and some who have passed and, you know, transcended to the ancestral realm. You know, we have to do better in really learning what we are, because we are co-creating our reality all day. And that's why it's very important to put good things into yourself. Put good energy into yourself. You know, put laughter and love and smiles inside of yourself. As I said before, we are living in a world that makes evil and being bad, being nasty, being terrible, makes that look attractive. They're recruiting now more than ever. And you've got to pay attention. You know, I know I mentioned this before, but, you know, I have different people that I work with, and I have different clients, and I also have different friends that are going through different things in their lives. And one of my dear friends is having a very difficult time. But at the same time, I'm trying to get this individual to realize that you're co-creating your reality. Like, you're really creating your reality, and the atoms and molecules around you affix themselves to creating that reality for you based on your vibration. And that's why when I was speaking about the different numerical vibrations that are in tune with specific energies that we can relate to, like sadness, love, fear, courage, whatever, it's very important that you keep yourself in a high vibration. There was another saying I learned when I was younger, and it said that all great things are achieved with a light heart. And I always talk about this. If your heart is really heavy and it just stays heavy, whether you were heartbroken, whether you lost a loved one, whether you're disappointed about something, but if your heart stays too heavy for too long, you are changing the disposition of your heart. You're changing the vibration of what your heart is supposed to be. Not just that it pumps blood to all of your arteries and your brain and everywhere around you. That's lovely. But your heart, as in an electrical energy in the middle of your chest, that is a gateway to enlightenment. Because if your heart chakra is not open and spinning in the right direction, you can't communicate effectively, you can't think straight, and more than likely, you will not be able to embrace your crown chakra. You will not be able to open up your brain to be able to receive enlightenment on higher levels. Your heart controls that. Your heart is right in the middle, and in terms of chakras. And so if your heart's not open and spinning in the right direction and spinning health in a healthy way, you can't become enlightened. So I always tell everybody, like, please, lighten your heart. Lighten up. And that only comes with love and being joyous and being pleasant and being nice. And I know it sounds real squishy and corny, but real talk, family, if we do not get back on those frequencies, we can just hang it up. We can just say goodnight, Gracie. Seriously. You know, I know Sister Dawn is a gardener, and when she is dealing with vegetables and plants, she's giving them her love. And so they, in turn, grow and look beautiful for her because her energy is loving. So we have to maintain that, and we can't give up. And we are human. We will make mistakes. We do make mistakes. But we've never made a mistake that the Creator's Creator could not forgive. So if that's the case, then please learn how to forgive yourself. Love yourself first. I talk about this often. Love yourself first. A lot of us are ripping and running, and we're thinking we're doing it for our kids. We're thinking we're doing it for our parent. We're thinking we're doing it for our spouse. Yo, baby, do it for you. If you don't know how to make yourself happy, you probably won't be able to make anybody else happy. It could maybe be fake and last for a few minutes, but it won't really last. And give love to the people in your immediate surroundings as well as, you know, your friends and people who you do love. Excuse me, even if it's just in a text. I don't talk to people a lot. I don't feel like I need to. I know everybody's living their life and trying to do what they need to do, and we'll get together from time to time, but I don't need to talk to you every single day. Now, of course, yes, I speak to my husband every day because we're in the same house. But I'm talking about picking up the phone and calling everybody and their grandmother every day. No, I don't do that. I pray for them. I keep them in my meditations. But I'm really trying to work on something bigger, meaning that by using my energy in the proper way and being that loving vessel, being that portal of light amidst all the darkness and the craziness that's really happening here. That takes a lot of energy. I'm one of those people who are going to do that. You know, I've always made jokes and said I'm not your average bear. I'm not. But it's only because I know my assignment and I know that it's what's necessary right now. Y'all always hear me talk about Sister Ty Phoenix. You know, on Instagram, you know, she's one of my dear friends, master astrologer, absolutely incomparable. And, yeah, if you need to get yourself together, I definitely advise you to please go to her page on Instagram, T-I-Y-E, Phoenix Like the Bird, because we're missing so much and we're putting too much energy on something that won't be able to provide the return you're expecting. I'm going to try to say it that way. Our ancient foremothers and forefathers truly, truly understood that the zodiac was integral for one to understand one's life journey. They knew this. That's why the zodiac is present throughout most ancient quote-unquote people of color societies, okay, from Kemet all through Nubia, every empire, whether it be Mali, Songhai, Timbuktu, you know, all the way to Native American tribes, you know, the Mexicans, a.k.a. Mexicans, you know, who were founded by King Meshi, who was a black African king from Africa. They all knew about Zodiac and that it was very important because the vibrations that each one of our planets give off comes into and through us as humans. And dependent upon the date and time and location of our birth, we could receive a blueprint, which is your birth chart, as to how you can navigate through your life in this lifetime. It's heavy because our soul is so astral, meaning that it's out of this world. So yes, we're physical. We have a body. We're on the planet. We have a physical body. But our soul, our spirit, is much greater. And we're here doing work. We're here doing, quote unquote, soul work, soul development. That's what we're here doing. I've said this months ago, we're not here to get the bag. You may get the bag in your process, but the bag is not the goal. Please get that out of your head if you feel like you are born to get the bag. Please cut that loose immediately. I will repeat. You may get the bag in along your process, in your experience, and even in spirit. But the bag is not the goal. The goal is supreme enlightenment. Yeah, I went there. The goal is supreme enlightenment. Now, supreme enlightenment cannot happen without love. And I'm not just talking about the love of people or the love of a thing. I mean love for everything. Love for all of life, love for all the rocks and the trees and all the animals and the insects and everything breathing and moving on this bad boy. Some of us have this, some of us don't. But if we can learn to look at things and each other as reflections of energy, all of whom have been given the opportunity to exist for two reasons. One, you want to be here. And two, the universe wishes to express itself again and again and again and again and again and again. So we're unique, but we're similar. We're independent, but we're all one. Very interesting how these things rub up against each other constantly. And yet we're in the midst of it all. But like I said, if you are overindulgent and or over consumed by too many things in the outside world, you know, Maseratis and you know, big breaths. you're going to miss it. Not that you can't like a Maserati or a big breath, but again, that's not the goal. And you need to start to ask yourself, in what ways is what I'm doing getting me closer or pushing me farther away from my goal? That's a good one. Am I getting closer or am I retarded? If hanging out with so-and-so, who you know has a low energy, they're a little scandalous, you know, they may even do things that you don't do, but whatever, and you're hanging out with so-and-so all the time, is it getting you closer to your own enlightenment? Or do you find yourself retarding? Or I should say even moving backwards. You know, and I know we're here expressing, we're here experiencing, you know, we're doing things, we're going here and there. You know, I had a conversation with someone about promiscuity and all that kind of stuff, and I'm like, it all depends on how you look at it. Anything is subject to your perception. And as I said before, your perception helps to mold and or develop or shape your perspective. How are you perceiving that? Did you just perceive what I said, that, oh, my God, promiscuity so-and-so is a holding on to hell? Da, da, da. You perceive it that way? Or do you perceive it as someone who's just trying to experience love in different ways from different people? It's all about how you see it. So I'm trying to get some of my clients to stop beating up on themselves. Yes, we can accept responsibility, but it doesn't mean that we have to flog ourselves if we've made a mistake. One of the biggest things about making a mistake, for goodness sake, is knowing that you made the mistake in the first place so that hopefully you won't repeat the mistake. Hello? To chastise yourself over a mistake is pointless. Again, we are here to learn, to evolve, to grow, to love, to become more and more and more enlightened, to be able to someday, in some point in time, step into being a true goddess and or a true god. We're mini gods at the moment. We're trying to figure stuff out. But I'm saying it, and I'm saying all of this to say, again, you are the one you've been waiting for. You are the one that has control over yourself. We do not have control over other people, nor should we want to. You have the opportunity to learn and grow and shape your reality into what you desire it to be. As you continue to be a good Samaritan to your sisters and brothers, to try to help the needy. If you can't try on a monetary basis, you can pray. You can put favor out for them and making a testimony that this person is such a wonderful person and they've been so wonderful to you in your life, and you would just, you love for them to receive bounty and to receive abundance and love, healing if necessary. You know, I know I moved around a lot, but I really want us to really realize that there's a lot more going on than most of us can understand. And it's time for us to turn the TV off, unless you're watching a documentary and learning something very important, or even learning about your own spiritual evolution. I remember, this was back in the 90s when my realist concept of who different gods were and different entities that were named as gods, and the difference between those entities and the actual energy, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent energy of the universal creature's creator, the difference between that. Real talk. Because if I go back to Gad, and Gad becomes God, but Gad was Enlil from another star system hundreds of thousands of years ago, but yet that was what we called, what they used to call God. But that was an entity. And so I remember when I made up my mind, I do not worship entities. But I will give thanks to the Almighty, Creator's Creator of the entire universe. Not that I'm not mad at Gad. We're here, we exist, we're in a different level of evolution, we are Homo sapien. The sapien in us is what makes us very special. I'm grateful for that. I know that it was really Enlil's brother and sister who created the human race to a certain extent, or I should say that grafted certain human beings. But regardless, those are entities. The ultimate energy of the universe is much greater. And that is the energy that exists in us and all living things. That's why we're so special. We just got to start making better choices. You know, some of us do drastic things. Some of us do not stop and think. Some of us do get, quote-unquote, carried away. You can't ever let yourself get carried away. You must maintain control and think. Use your heart and your mind. You always know when you're messing up. You know when you're messing up. Because your heart might feel funny or unsettled, and your mind is letting you know this ain't right. Gain control of those moments. I got to thank Sister Barbara of Anubis Jewelry. I got to thank Brother Chris also, because they listen to me, and they're so supportive and amazing. They're beautiful human beings, and they create some of the best jewelry and other items. They're just so powerful. But I got to thank Sister Barbara for putting me back onto the Galactic Federation. I had come across the Galactic Federation way back, and it was nice to be reacquainted with them again. Some of it I'm like, okay, yeah, cool, and some of it I'm like, no, it depends. But a lot of what I am able to listen to reverberates a lot of the studies that I've accomplished. And I'm like, wow, you know, so it's always nice to hear something reiterated that I learned 27 years ago, but is extremely relevant right now and probably always will be. That's very comforting for me, because when I really got into the studies, esoteric studies and quantum physics and metaphysics and things like that, it's definitely consuming, and it's a lot of information to take in. It's a lot of true shifting in your consciousness, because you begin to see that any and everything is possible. You know, I'll never forget the beautiful album Amel LaRue did called Infinite Possibilities. Yeah, I toured with her for over 17 years. But there's infinite possibilities in everything, everywhere. Things are not finite at all. They're quite infinite. you know, and when we put our energy into something, you know, it's always awesome to see what has been created. It's beautiful. You know, when you think, okay, yeah, there's really only like 7-8 notes in the musical language, main one, but to a scale. But, unless you're pentatonic, but I'm just saying, you only have a certain amount of notes that you can create sounds with. But yet and still, songs are being written every day with this combination of musical notes. And we're hearing different tones and melodies and harmonies and all these different things from the same notes. Whether it's C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and then all the flats and sharps in between that, depending on which way you're going. But yet, new, amazing songs are written every day with these same notes. Ain't no new notes being created. Or the alphabet. We have 26 letters in the English alphabet, yet and still, the words that we come up with and how we put them together is amazing, and it's infinite. I love you too, KK. It's infinite. So, okay, the of course we know numbers are infinite, but, you know, creating pieces of work or manuscript, literature, a poem, a love letter, whatever, with these 26 letters, right? And creating musical symphonies and beautiful pieces. You know, lately I've been listening to a lot of Robert Glasper radio on Pandora and Robert Glasper mixes on YouTube and Esperanza Spalding and Gretchen Parlato. I really enjoy these people. I enjoy them so much. Because music is so powerful. It just transcends you. It can transcend your soul. It's powerful. And so we're powerful. We're the ones that are making this music. We're powerful. All right, real quick, y'all. 973640.
Alamo? Yeah. Peace to the Queen. 973640. Peace to the
Queen. Can you hear me? I think it's Doc, but I can't tell.
Yeah, it's me. Can you
973640, your line is open.
Peace, can you hear me?
All right, I'm going to keep it open in case he comes on. Because I'm like, Alamo, are you with me? I got to find that out.
I'm with you. I don't know why you can't hear me, though, but peace.
But just think about what I'm saying. Something can seem like it's limited and yet produce infinite combinations of, huh? I can't hear him. Doc?
Greetings. Peace. Can you hear
peace,
me?
Peace. Peace.
Peace. Peace to the Queen. How we doing?
Wait a minute. How are you, sir?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you tonight?
Oh, very, very, very well. Thank you so much. Very, very well. I had to get the phone right. But, yes, I got you. I got you.
Great, great, great. Just calling in, checking in. It's been a minute. Wanted to stop in right quick before my next appointment. Just
okay.
To say hello. Say we missed you.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. I missed you guys, too. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, the Mondays were just getting ridiculous, and I was like, okay. And this week I said, okay, I have to do the show. People have been asking me. They're like, mm-hmm. You going to do the show this week? I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm happy to be on this week. I'm happy to be here. Yeah, thank you, Doc. Thank you.
And no doubt. No doubt. We thank you. And so, So, you know, I don't want to interrupt. You know, when I call in, I be trying to just soak it all in. So I just wanted to stop in and say peace.
No, I'm appreciative. I mean, peace. I have a question for you, though. Like, with what I'm talking about, right, I think because I'm trying to put it all together for everyone to realize about, like, energy and frequencies and maintaining a high positive vibration versus, you know, being stuck in a low negative vibration, what that does, what that means, you know, and then the different things that we see through entertainment and commercials, movies, whatever, that are very wicked and negative, and yet it's just all dialed up to be entertainment.
Right.
You know.
It's like putting lipstick on the pig.
Right.
It's still the pig, and it's still causing your vibrations to be low.
Yes.
You know, and so the objective is, or the goal is to raise those vibrations, to go up to chakra.
Right.
Channel. And become more spiritual.
Yes.
As opposed to religion. So that's what happens when you open your chakras and you're flowing from one energy center to the next energy center.
And exactly. So and they're all spinning, and they're spinning in the same direction, and it's like a little engine.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, it is. It's like it's a little engine. It's and so... But and the engine is controlled by the EMAD engine, okay, which is the imagination. That engine is what's going to create and manifest. But you have to keep your frequency and your vibration at a certain level in order to pull up those manifestations.
Exactly.
Or to control those manifestations. Other than that, you're just going to get whatever everyone else's frequency and energy is giving you.
Exactly. You know, I'm just seeing so many things, and then when I wasn't feeling well, you know, and I love to be in, like, in the quiet, you know what I mean? And where we are, of course, you know, it's extremely quiet. So it's very peaceful. And it allows me to bring myself into a state where I can get information. I'm getting little downloads, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And I wake up and be like, oh, okay. But I see that. I see the movement, and I see people struggling. I see people having a difficult time. You know, I'm having conversations with individuals that are like, I don't know what you mean. I don't think I have the power to do that. You know, they're not in a good way, and they're trying to figure it out, and they just cannot see what I'm saying. And that's interesting because I'm very, very explanatory. So I'm like, whoa, you know, and I'm like, I just got to send them love, you know, and send them
right.
Send them light and love. But it's like there are folks out here who have mucked around in the mire for too long, and they are now stuck there.
Right.
And I remember they said that was going to happen. That's the biggest. They said, like, remember?
They're stuck.
Yeah, they're stuck.
Their third energy center, the third chakra, the solar plexus.
Right.
Know, where you're stuck in just doing your will.
Right.
You follow me?
Yep. You know, it's deep. And I can have a conversation with someone and people can say, you know, I see what you're saying. But when I'm having a conversation with someone and they're like, I just don't understand what you mean. And I'm like, I'm putting it as plain as I can. You know, but for whatever reason, it may not get there. And I'm like, wow, I'm not accustomed to this before the shift. I could achieve that, you know, but I'm seeing that there are now individuals who are stuck. And I remember that being said, that if we didn't make the shift, if we didn't power up, if we didn't embrace love, if we didn't, you know, do even certain mantras or meditations to love and happiness and, you know, love to the planet and, you know, love to all of humankind and all the animals, blah, 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 blah. If we didn't do that, we would be stuck. We would get stuck. And I was like, what? You know, I said, well, I'm not taking no chances, you know me. you know, I'm gonna keep meditating. I'm gonna hug the trees. I'm gonna love the animals. I'm gonna, you know, continue to stay real high.
Because
I was like, I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to deal with that, especially in my mind or my spirituality or my emotional life. I wouldn't want to be charged with that. That's terrible.
Right.
I'm like, whoa. You know, and there are people out here dealing with that. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I can do what I can do, and then I let go.
Well, you know, I had an old boss that used to say that all you can do is all you can do. All you can do is enough.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, all you can do is all you can do. You can't do no more than you can do. So all you can do is all you can do, and that is sometimes that is just planting the seeds. And hopefully someone will come behind you and perhaps water those seeds.
True.
And then maybe they'll take root and rise up. And it'll be because you were an individual that planted those seeds some time ago. I know that it can get frustrating, and I will also say that I concur. There was a time when we were going through a period when we could talk to people, and they would get it. They would understand what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. As far as this spirituality, what it meant to be spiritual, or what it meant to operate at your highest level or move up your energy centers.
Mm-hmm.
And now there seems to be a blockage.
Right.
There seems to be a blockage. There seems to be an affinity for alternative facts.
Right.
Right, and so anything that supports my position these days, it doesn't necessarily have to be true. We've come to understand that if we say something enough times, it'll take on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's true or not, it won't matter. The only thing that'll matter is that people believe it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in that paradigm right now, but I pray that we're able to break those chains and get back to the enlightenment.
Yeah. And I know, you know, they always said this, and my mother even used to tell me, she's like, you can't save everybody, you know, and I understand that, you know, and I'm okay, mm-hmm. you know, but it is very interesting. And like I said before, continuing to do the work on yourself is really, really important.
Right.
You know, because it was funny, we were in the car talking to a friend earlier today, and they were talking about, you know, when you're in a plane and there's a situation that would tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, because it is all about you. You know, it's about us individuals, you know what I'm saying, and how we're manifesting our reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I keep saying, if you don't know that you manifest your reality, you can wind up creating anything, and it may not be good.
Right.
You know, because you didn't understand the power that you had.
Right. But, you know, like anything else, you have to work on it. You have to practice it. I mean, literally, there are like little drills that you can practice on manifesting.
Right.
No, mm-hmm. on how to manifest, how to use your thought processes, how to use your tongue, your mouth.
Oh, yeah, and your vibration. How to use your vibration.
How to use your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that the scripture does give us, it teaches us the process of manifestation.
Yes.
And it says that in the beginning, God said, let there be. God said, then God mm-hmm. said, then God said, then God said. Well, what is it God said? Then God said is the vibrational frequency that brings about manifestation.
Exactly.
Coagulation to the coagulation of light particles that turn into the string theory, which turns into our DNA, which then turns into proteins, amino acids, then boop, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
but it's all a divine process based on manifestation.
You go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's all a divine process based on manifestation, and that manifestation is based on vibration. You know, you could think about the book of John. It says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh,
mm-hmm.
and the Word dwelt among us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is the Word? In the beginning
right,
was
what
the
is...
Word. In the beginning was the vibration. That's the Word. That's
mm-hmm.
the logos. And that vibration. And that vibration, because of entanglement in the string theory and light code configurations come together, that entanglement, that Word becomes flesh.
Come on.
Okay, because what is that vibration, that entanglement in that string theory that causes the DNA to produce you and I? It's all scripture. In the beginning was the Word, or in the beginning was the vibration, and the vibration was God, the Word was God, and that vibration became flesh. Boom. When we understand these principles, we can then go in and hopefully we'll get the revelation and a clearer understanding that we have been creating our own reality the whole time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Unaware, we've been creating our reality based on vibrations, based on our thoughts and what we believe those thoughts meant. And
mm-hmm.
we emoted and had those emotions, and those emotions cause us to feel a certain way, and those certain ways begin to manifest through our speech and other things.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we know that, like you said, we can control the vibration and create the reality that you want.
Exactly. You know, you get a hold of yourself. You know, you try your best not to say things that, quote unquote, you can't take back. You can't take it back anyway. Once we say anything, it goes out into the universe for all of eternity. It
mm-hmm.
just continues to vibrate. You know, so that's why I was talking about mantras and using them and utilizing them, you know, in order to raise your vibration and allow you the opportunity to recreate a new reality for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because basically, because your reality, it's difficult to create a reality that inside you really can't see and don't know.
Mm. Right.
So you have to go farther, and that's why I talk about sitting yourself inside of the infiniteness of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You're a piece of that.
Right.
You're a part of it, however big, however small. You know, all of us are looked at the same by the Creator's Creator. All of us are looked at the same. We just have different assignments.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there's a lot going on in this day and time in our, quote-unquote, different societies that lead us away from becoming enlightened and fulfilling the purpose that you really have to become an enlightened soul. There's so much going on to take you in a whole other direction. So it's deep for those
mm-hmm.
of us that even find this path.
Mm-hmm.
Because so much stuff is just dangling around you, tugging at you in every direction to just not be that way. You know, get the bag. You know.
Right.
Or use your physical qualities and attributes to get what you want instead of your brain and your heart and your positive vibration and knowing that what it is that you desire is for your good.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. It's true. And it's a process.
Yeah, it's a process.
It's not anything that's going to come overnight. But it is something that can be developed over time.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a skill set. You know, people ask me all the time, and then unfortunately I got to go to another meeting. But people ask me all the time, why do I say what I say when they call me and ask me how I'm doing? So normally when someone calls and they say, hey, how you doing? I say, I
mm-hmm.
am blessed and highly favored.
Indeed.
And they say, why you say that? I said, because I'm putting that out in the universe.
Exactly.
These are the things that I want. And I've seen it work, and I've seen how I've been blessed in my life, and I see how I've been favored, and how things have just fallen into my plate, fallen into my lap. Why? Well, all I did was just keep confessing it. I'm blessed and highly favored, and then just watch the favors come. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for allowing me to share and to come in and just be a part of Black Alice in Wonderland.
Thank you so much, Doc. Truly, I appreciate you. And again, I thank you and the Reverend for letting me have this platform. I'm grateful to my listening audience who is so loving and supportive and, you know, reach out to me. I'm grateful. I really give thanks. I am continuing to be in love with the possibilities of so many different things that I can't even see yet. You know, I'm very, very grateful. But, you know, like I said, for us to really know our power, how can you make moves if you don't know what you're working with? We're so much more powerful than we can ever really realize. And unfortunately, there's just so much stuff that puts you in this little tiny place. I'm like, that ain't my place. That's not for me. I don't know who that's for, but it ain't for me. You know? So thank you again, Doc, and have an awesome rest of your week ahead, okay?
All right, give thanks. God bless. Good night, everybody.
Peace and love, Doc. So, yeah, y'all, it is very, very important for us to realize that we are wonderful and powerful energies and that we are loving and that it is love that brought us here, whether it was love in a moment, whether it was love in a relationship, whether it was love for a lifetime, whatever. Most of us that are here, that are incarnated now here, are from love. And we got to get back to that love. Some of us really have it and just emanate it, and you can feel it when you meet a person. And then there are others who are not as sweet and don't give you that energy. And a lot of times that's because they themselves have been hurt. You know, it's interesting. I'm working with children again, and so there are some babies that are about 2-3 years old, and some of them are just straight sunshine. Like, there's one little girl who just melts my heart all the time because she is just a ball of love, and you can see it, and you can feel it. You can see it in the twinkle in her eyes. You can see it in her smile. Like, it's the type of thing that you would never want to see her lose ever, you know. And she'll tell me she loves me, and I always tell her I love her too. But she's just straight love, like, real. I'm not. And it's interesting because her mother, I have no idea who her father is, but her mother is nothing like that. But Mama must have had a good moment when she was making her, because she is straight up love. She makes my day. There are points in the day where I will go and look for her just to see that smile and that twinkle in her eyes of this beautiful baby. I'm not joking. I will, if my boss gets on my nerves, I will tippy-pop myself down the hallway and go to see this little two-year-old, and she will make the joy in my life just overflow. And I give her hugs and high fives and everything. Oh, I'd be living for this child. So, you know, sometimes when you look at children, you know, they're closer to remembering the vibration, even if they can't really say it all the time, or they're not old enough, but they're amazing. And I just tell anyone, just you know, absorb that love, like, and give it back. Give it back in a smile or an I love you or, you know, or thank you or whatever. You know, I tell her, I was like, you make my day. You know, she, I love you. Oh, my God. I just melt. It's over. So, you know, let children be that light in your life, too. You know, it doesn't have to be your own child. This ain't my baby. But allow others you know, even other adults, to bring you joy and bring you a smile, bring you some laughter. Make your heart smile, not just your face. You know, it's amazing. And I know for myself, I was born from love. My parents were in love with each other. They together in heaven at this time. I know it. And we just had so much love in our household. And I saw them love each other, and I saw them kiss each other and hug and always say I love you and tell my sister and I they loved us and just all the time going to bed at night, you know, I love you too, you know, just before we got off the phone, if we were apart from each other, like, I was born into some love. So I love to love. I love love, and I love to love other people, and I love the animals, and yeah. If I don't mean to sound like Sister Mary Sunshine, but I just know that's my primary disposition, you know, and I'm going to be that. I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to give love to my family and friends. I'm going to give love to strangers. In my smile, in my how are you today. Thank you, Sister Dawn. Oh, you're incredible, too. Thank you, sweetie. Love you. Yeah, I love y'all. I love my listening audience. I love all of you who tune in, whether you log in online or you call in. You know, I'm really grateful. And I hope that you really do understand and overstand what I'm saying. You know, I know I'm so a little congested, but I could not go on this week. It's been too long and so much had been happening, but, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, a lot of the information that had been coming to me was going into energies and energy portals and different levels of existence and all these types of things. And then when I hit back on a CERN article, I was like, oh, you know, because, yeah, they're doing all kinds of things. You know, I don't know what's going on in Europe right now because these things have, you know, been let loose. So be careful, watch your back, protect your neck, you know, be loving, be kind. You know, I think I told you guys a while ago about I was at a conference that I had to do for my former job, and I was the outreach coordinator for the agency, so I had to go to all these different types of events and stuff like that and sometimes facilitate, blah, 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 blah. You know, always have to have information table, things like that. So at one event that I was at in Jersey, there was a demon there. You know, it was a white woman, but I could tell she was a demon. I could tell she had something that took over her. She was white as a sheet. She had, like, no blood in her face, in her hands, nothing. She looked spooky, okay? And when I looked at her, she snarled at me, and I was like, okay. I was like, you know what? I'm not coming nowhere near that end of the room, and I'm just going to emanate love and happiness and joy where I am and just cast it outward so that that thing will stay where it is and either just go away, leave here, but don't come near me at all. I could tell instantaneously this is a thing. This is not a regular woman I'm looking at. Now, why it was there, what it was doing, I don't quite know. It was interesting because we were in the Department of Children and Families building, so that's a little interesting. But I will never forget it. I will never forget it. And there have been other times when I've been able to see people who have demons in them. And so just be aware. It's not real. It is real. And maintain a high vibration. Be a good, loving person. You know, be helpful to the rest of the human race. You know, protect babies and watch out for elderly people. I know I say this, but don't let it go over your head. We are energy. Everything around us is energy, a different combination of molecules and what have you, but everything is energy. A rock is energy. So just watch your energy and be loving and kind. And some of y'all listening to me right now are the most sweetest, most loving people. Some of y'all are so giving and so kind. And some of you might get hurt or not realize, when someone is being mean to you or whatever. But that's on them. You continue to vibrate high. You continue on your journey. You continue to be the beautiful divine light that you are. You know, don't be a doormat for anyone, as my mother would say. Don't let anybody just walk all on you. You know, but be loving and be kind. You know, I hope I don't sound like a broken record. Some of you have texted me some really beautiful things tonight, and I thank you so much. You know, I just wish for all of us to live our best life and be healthy and smile and, quote, unquote, don't sweat the small stuff and seek enlightenment. You know, it's not passe. It's not, you know, fly by night. It's really real. And it's something that I think that we kind of miss. You know, we kind of miss. So be good. Have a wonderful week ahead.
What is that?
And I hope my words were encouraging. If you get an opportunity, go to Galactic Federation on YouTube. They have tons of videos. You know, some, take them with a grain of salt, but I know a few of them hit me hard to let me know what I'm doing is on point, that how I've been vibrating and what I've been expressing to you all and what I've been teaching is real and it is powerful and it is important. We have to make sure that love and light will always overshadow wickedness and evil in this world. And it's unfortunate, but it's real. It does exist. It is out here. And institutions like CERN and other networks and different things are demonic. And they have the devil's tongue in their logo, many a thing. And, you know, it gets camouflaged and it gets, mold over in some pretty design or put some flowers on it, but it's still the same symbol. And I think it's time for us to awaken and embrace love and embrace light and be good and make sure that we beat the pants off of wickedness and evil, okay? We beat the rocks off that bad boy. So be good and have a wonderful week ahead. Again, happy birthday to all the Libras. Happy birthday, Dawn. Happy birthday, Tom. Happy birthday, Tyler, happy birthday, Daddy. Happy birthday to all the Libras. May you have a wonderful and balanced year ahead. And love and light to everyone within the sound of my voice. Have a great week ahead, family. Be love, be light. I love you. I thank you. I give thanks. Ashe. Okay.